Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all. It's Alexandra Sandy Ali, and I'm coming to you today. It's November the 5th, 2020, and it is all good today in the neighborhood. Today's Thursday. Today, we're going to go over the dinner part of the 7-day transition diet, not diet, menu, and then what we're going to do after that is, we're going to talk about liver and skin, and we're going to talk about clearing your energies and your at-most fear, and we're going to do a 5-card spread, okay? We're going to try to do all of that in 28 minutes and 52 seconds, so let's get it started. Let's go to the menu. We're going to do the last 7 days of that. All right. All right. Homeschool and health. And I like the feedback that I'm getting. I'd like to get some more feedback with you guys trying these things. If you go back to the other days of this first week back, I laid out a Thanksgiving side ideas session. All right, 7-day dinner menu. Day 1, soup and millet dinner rolls with butter toasted. So you're going to have the soup that you're already making, that you're having at lunch the first 3 days. I think we did lentil, and the last 4 days we switched to split pea in a crock pot. So it's always warm when you get it. You're coming in from home, coming in from work, going home, and you don't want to start up the dinner pots and things like that. You're going to just go to the soup crock pot and get your soup and then relax and do what you need to do, okay? Day 2, soup and salad. The salad, the same salad we're using with the lunch. I'll go back to that. We're using baby arugula, heirloom tomatoes, cucumbers, avocado. If you like to spread cheese, you can use the diet cheese or cheese that you're not allergic to. And the organic salad dressing is organic ketchup, mustard, vegan mayo, and if you like horseradish, okay, you can have as much as you want. There's no limit for the salad. Day 3, soup and tortilla with cheese. We use the siesta tortillas. The one that I use, I don't buy the almond because I stay away from almonds as much as I can. I can stay away from it all the time. Just because it has a little cyanide in it, not to kill you, but, you know, it has some other properties that don't agree with melanin skin. And the tortillas, they have chickpea flavor, they have the almond flavor, and they have the cassava flavor. And I love cassava. I love cassava chips. I love cassava tortillas. I love everything about cassava, and everything about cassava loves melanated people. It's actually from Africa. All right. So the soup with the tortilla with cheese, so you just do like a little quesadilla. You put the cheese in between the two tortilla, discs. Press them together. You could just put them in a frying pan and flip them over with the earth balance butter and get it toasted. And then dip your tortilla, your quesadilla, into your soup if you prefer. Day 4 is soup and millet bread dinner rolls with butter toasted. So more soup and dinner rolls. Day 5, salad with greens burger. So we use Dr. Prager's greens burger. And, you know, we put the salad together and then air fry the greens burger and then put some cheese on it. And then you melt that, get it ready, put it on top of the salad, and then you drizzle the salad dressing all around everything. And enjoy. Day 6, diet pizza, any kind except the mushroom and the spinach. The mushrooms are not good. I've used mushrooms in the past for a cancer client, and it got rid of everything, but I don't generally promote eating mushrooms because it is a fungus. And if you have bacteria in your body, fungi, whatever the case may be, you're adding to it. Okay? Spinach, we don't know if it's cleared up yet, but I just say no spinach and no mushrooms for now. Leftovers from lunch and dinner, day 7. Now, one of the tips is do not eat after 8 p.m. If that's impossible, do not eat after 9. And then look on the body, the organ clock. The organ clock we have on this slide, there are certain times that your organs are working and would like to put a do not disturb sign on that time slot. I'm trying to make this a little bigger so I can see it. Let's see. Say, for instance, from I think it's 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. is the time for the kidney. So whatever healing that you need for kidney failure, that would be the time frame to drink all the teas relating to kidney, all the supplements relating to kidney, whatever concoction your foremothers and your forefathers are telling you to use. That would be the time. So the Chinese body clock tells you the time of the 24-hour clock. Every 2 hours, there's a system or an organ assigned. And so find out what time that is and then do your best, okay? All right. So I think that is the end of the dinner because you're going to have a lot of leftovers from the week, from lunch and dinner. So day 7 is leftovers from lunch and dinner. Drink the tea corresponding to the organ clock when possible. Start each morning drinking lemonade or lemon water at room temperature. Daya makes cheesecake. A lot of people, when I was heavy, I was addicted to Junior's cheesecake and Häagen-Dazs ice cream every night. But then when I started taking the supplements, I started craving the good stuff. Daya makes cheesecake, D-A-I-Y-A. They're a company out of, Canada. And what they do is they try to do the best with substituting cheese, but they're not there yet. They're not 100%. But it's very mild. And so, but I'm looking, okay. But their cheesecakes are very good. The key lime, they have strawberry, they have chocolate, they have the seasonal pumpkin flavor cheesecakes. So they won't hurt you, but I haven't found any nutritional value yet. Delicious. So Delicious makes coconut ice cream. You can use your cheesecake with your ice cream. What I do sometimes is I'll boil down the fruit. I'll peel some pears or get some blueberries and strawberries and cook it down instead of making the cobbler that I talked about as a substitute for the Thanksgiving murder. You're murdering your body when you're eating all that stuff. Like, at a trough, And so anyway, you could boil the fruit down and put it on top of the cheesecake. Minimum 16 ounces of alkaline water each meal. Remember, lemonade is alkaline water. Okay? All right. So we've completed the 7-day breakfast, dinner, lunch menus. And you can just go back to the old shows from this week to get that other information. And let's see. Cameo, that's the very first group I ever saw in concert. Okay, liver and skin combination. If you have any kind of issues with your skin, you have your liver to thank for giving you the heads up. Every skin condition is a plea from the liver to help and get it back into its original content. The liver is the organ that holds anger in traditional Chinese medicine teachings. If you have a lot of unresolved anger, your liver is going to really act out. And people could have psoriasis of the liver, never touch a drink of alcohol, and pass that way because they didn't handle the anger issues. And so it's very important to process anger. Even the Christians who say it's okay to be angry, the Bible says, but do not sin for your anger. Do not miss the mark for your anger. Do not get out of your character. Do not become anything other than yourself because of anger. So you have to keep your energy down. Especially the Moors, no one can contain our energy. No one can subdue our energy. We are the most powerful on the planet. And so when you start to realize the power that you have, the power that has been vested in you by your ancestors, you could really mow down some things, but that war energy will not benefit you at all. Your ancestors will always tell you to be on the side of peace. Them handle it, because whatever situation or individuals you're fighting, let your ancestors take care of them. Your enemy cannot fight what it cannot see. And that's also your inner me, my inner me. The inner part of me cannot fight what it cannot see. I can't see the ancestors, but I have to rely on what their guiding hand tells us to do. We're here to fulfill an assignment, and that's what we're supposed to do. The universe will line up already with your assignment. People will come into place. Things will come into place. You will learn your lessons. You may learn a lesson. It may take 25 years for that lesson comes back around, but you have already gotten the experience that you need to ride that thing out, okay? All right, so the liver, if you don't have any like acute or chronic issues with the liver, something mild, I'm going to give you some herbs that are recommended. My business, but some I don't. And it's just a personal preference, things that have worked for me or work for individuals. Yellow dock root is one of the herbs that's listed. I know that I believe Dr. Sabi did not endorse this particular root, but some people do. A rich source of herbal iron, particularly effective for liver, gallbladder, spleen, and skin disorders. A hormone regulant, useful in treating anemia and building the blood. A potent blood and lymph cleanser. If you have any kind of issues with your lymphatic system, there are a ton of lymph herbs that you can take to get your flow going again, because it's just things that are stopping up your flow and blocking certain areas. The lymphatic system is very key. It works along with the liver. The liver is the most important part of the body. L-I-V-E-R. And in some cultures, when people are and their wedding, pledging their heart to each other, the wisdom-wise people are saying, I pledge my liver to you. That's the most sacred thing that you can pledge to someone. Okay? Gallbladder, spleen, and skin disorders, a hormone regulant, useful in treating anemia and building the blood, a potent blood and lymph cleaner, helps dissolve cancerous growths and tumors, helps eliminate intestinal parasites, good to take after the use of birth controls to help regulate hormones. Okay. So there are natural herbs for birth control. Neem is one of the ones that a lot of women in India, some areas in India, use, because neem will kill the sperm 30 minutes before and 30 minutes after if you insert it after having sex. All right, back to the liver. White oat bark, a strong astringent antiseptic, effective for strengthening capillaries and inflammatory swelling problems such as hemorrhoids, varicose veins, gums, goiter, and internal tumors. Normalizes liver, kidney, and spleen functions. Helps tone prolapsed organs. As a douche for vaginal infection, helps expel pin and thread worms. Okay. Watercress leaf, a mineral-rich diuretic herb effective in liver cleansing. Stimulates metabolic activity, increases bile production, and dispels gas. Useful in rebuilding the system from acute disease. The dispels gas part is true. And also activated charcoal will dispel gas. Anything that causes flatulence, like eating a lot of beans, and you're around people all the time, you know, if you can't excuse yourself, just take activated charcoal. Activated charcoal is also good for getting poisons out of your system. If you have a drug overdose, and you're taken to the hospital, the first thing the emergency room physician is going to give you is activated charcoal to quickly get it out of your system. All right, let's do two more. Uber ursi leaf, a definitive urinary antiseptic for bladder and kidney infections, a broad range remedy for diabetes, liver, and spleen problems, hemorrhoids, kidney stones, bedwetting, and mucus discharges. As a douche for vaginal sores and sexually transmitted disease infection, and also good for prostate inflammation. Turmeric, a liver stimulant to alkalize, cleanse the blood, and help dissolve sediment. Some people don't use turmeric. I don't know if this is on Dr. Savy's list or not, but I would use turmeric in the root form and also in the powder form. But a lot of people eat mustard for pain, not realizing that turmeric is in a lot of the mustard these days. The Indian culture also uses turmeric in, I think, almost every dish as a seasoning. Has antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-allergic, and wound healing properties. Reduces uterine tumors. Aid to the liver. All right. I think I did five, but I'm going to just do one more to make sure. Cinnapods, a powerful herb used to prevent griping. You know, when you have your stomach is wishy-washy, you maybe had some milk, not realizing that you're lactose intolerant. It helps with cramping of the stomach, upset stomach, helps chronic constipation. It removes intestinal worms and parasites and helpful for liver conditions. All right, and just for fun, let's just do a couple for skin. Strawberry leaf. When you buy the strawberries, you take the leaf off, and you can boil the leaf and drink it as a tea. And it's a good blood purifier. It helps with skin cleansing, which means it helps with cleansing the liver. Good for rheumatism, gout, and arthritis. Now, that's, you can't get any simpler than that. You go to the grocery store and you take a, you buy, or not even the grocery store, go to the strawberry patches where they're growing them. I remember when I was growing up in St. George, Miss Utsi had a strawberry patch in her front yard. And when I was in Korea and I was used to riding in the buses, and, you know, they use human manure, or they used human manure to ferment the rice. When you're riding down those highways over there, boy, you would get a whiff every single ride. And when I came back and I walked down that street and I smelled those strawberries, I kissed the ground because I was like, oh my God, I'm back home. But going to a strawberry patch and buy the strawberries and take the leaves and boil them, dry them and boil them. Or you don't have to even dry them, just boil them and drink it as a tea, and it's good to help with the skin, all right? I'm sure some people can probably figure out a way to make some sort of a rub or make the strawberry leaf oil or something to help purify purify the blood. Because when I tell my clients, I make them a rub. Say, for instance, if they're dealing with a prostate issue, I make a prostate rub, like I'm making a prostate tea. And so when you take your shower, while your pores are open, you take the rub and put it all over your body and allow all of that to go into the skin through the pores. The skin is the largest organ on the body. And then it gets immediately into the bloodstream because it skips the gastro system, the stomach, going through and processing that. So remember, and then on the opposite side, watch what you're putting on your skin, especially after your shower, because if you read the ingredients on those products, my former friend Victoria's Secret, Bath and Body Works, all those companies are using ingredients that are not conducive to your living. So you have to research and do. I know it smells good. You smell like a peach when you're walking down the hall, but your insides are paying the price. Mix the oil of the fragrance that you want, and don't be lazy. All right. So let's skip over to the next part, emotional balancing. You can go to Bach Remedies, BACH Remedies.com, and go to the chooser, and it tells you on the emotional side, what is imbalance? I thought I cut off the show. Sorry. All right, let me just go to this side. Okay, Bach Flower Remedies, BachRemedies.com, and then check the chooser. And it's going to tell you, it's going to give you a series of tests. And I always ask my clients to do this, people who are struggling with stress and trauma and things like that. Okay, the first test part is decisions. I'm struggling with decisions. Resignation, I just don't care about deciding. Indecisiveness about my future, letting go of loved ones, being possessive and overly protective of them. I'm struggling with making a decision between two things. I'm struggling with procrastination. Just the thought of doing a task is too much. I'm struggling with not trusting my own judgment, often seeking advice of others. All right, so if you're in a struggle this week with decisions, go to this chooser. Say, for instance, you have to make a decision about two things. You check that box, and it's going to tell you which remedy you should buy for that. You can get Bach flowers at Whole Foods. You can buy them from Amazon. They're all over the place. Just make sure it's authentic. And then you will get a mixing bottle. They're like $25, $30 a bottle. But if you have, you can have up to seven of these remedies that you can mix together. If you're having problems, if you're struggling with, I'll read the list. If you're struggling with decisions, if you're struggling with habits, if you're struggling with work or school, if you're struggling with relationships, if you're struggling with self-image, if you're struggling with sleeping, and if you're struggling with coping, there is a remedy for you, okay? Today I'm feeling despair. Today I'm feeling fearful or worried. Today I'm feeling lonely, need help communicating. Today I'm feeling over-concerned for others. I'm oversensitive. Today I'm feeling uncertainty, discouraged, or need direction. Today you're struggling with being unfocused. You lack of interest or feel disconnected. There is a remedy for you. If you have any of those issues, you can get relief today. Just find a place, Bach, B-A-C-H, Original Flower Remedies. And I met someone that actually was developing this in their family line before 1921 when Edwin Bach was enlightened to this whole path. And so you can make these at your own leisure if you study and you get the essences. These are all made from flowers. So, okay, let me just pick at random. Okay, say for instance, if you're dealing with anger in your relationships, anger, jealousy, and suspicion. All right. And then you already chose that you were have to make a decision about one or two things, between two things. Okay. Let's pick a habit. Let's say breaking a habit and experiencing change. That would be apropos for what you want to do with your eating that we were helping with. And then sleeping, let's pick that, frequent nightmares. Okay, so say that you have all of these issues, and today you're feeling oversensitive. Okay, let's add some more anger, jealousy, suspicion, and wanting revenge. Okay, so you're a mess all over the place. And you're still functioning at work. Now we put these together, and we're asking for the remedies for these things that you can get today. All right. So it recommends that you take holly to stand your ground. You take rock rose to face your fears. You take solathium to know your own mind. You take walnut to stand your ground again. And so this combination they put together, this would be the best way for you to overcome any anxiety, any kind of fear, any kind of rage, anger that you have for your emotional balance. And these are things that you can do today, all right? So we didn't get a chance to do the clear your energy and your atmosphere and the five cards. So we'll pick that up tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. And we're going to go live and stream by video. So see you tomorrow. And I hope that this has helped you. Peace and love, peace and friendship.